Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bane.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what?
Hey, it's Vince in the Bay. That's right. Back for yet another edition of Disorderly Conduct. It's Wacky Wednesday, February 20, 2013. I'm Vincent the Bay, your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours. I am so pleased. I can't talk. I need my coffee. I'm so pleased to have you all with me tonight. I have a special guest co-host tonight, Shmoop. out of the Russell League crew. He's going to be joining me in a little bit to talk about the late. I mean, let's face it. There's always something going on with the Russell League. I mean, Jesus Christ. Yours truly was a victim of the goddamn Russell League just a couple of days ago. I really did not appreciate the pizza and the Chinese food and whatever it is you're trying to get me from Grubhub. Fucked up, guys. I'll tell you what's not fucked up, though. Pwning Anonymous is one of Anonymous's Twitter accounts. That's cool with me. Anonymous, it's Anonymous _ Central? Anonymous Central. They have a Twitter account with some, 100-some thousand followers, and the Russell Leaguers commandeered that Twitter account and are having their way with it at this moment, I believe. No, folks, I do not want food, especially now. I'm out of town right now. I'm not even home, so my roommates will be pissed. At least I was there to buffer the situation. Wait till I get home. Get back to the to home base before you send me more food. And I would like to thank all the early chit chatters for showing up: Anon Sicko, Canadian Glenn, Caddy Idiot, Chef Bonardee, Crush Zone, Danny Dantalian. Bunch of guest listeners. Melissa 13. Hello, Melissa 13. Neil Rauhauser in the house. Nick Knack in the building. Norwack, the mighty one, who is telling me that he's leaving the internets. That's too bad. Sorry to hear that, Norwack. Well, before you leave the internets, you need to come back on my show one more time to say goodbye. Okay. Who else do we have? Plus One in the building. P-Mops in the house. Russell League Radio Live in the building. Russell Radio League Radio Live. Didn't appreciate you dropping docs in my chat room. And will not tolerate that at this juncture either. Once again, it doesn't matter whose docs, whose personal information it is, it doesn't matter whose personal information it is. And it doesn't matter if it's right or wrong. I don't condone putting people's personal information in my chat room or broadcasting over the airwaves. No, Russell League Radio Live, incorrect. This is not a free speech zone. This is, again, if you're a first time listener, I must warn you, this is not a free speech zone. The minute you click on that link and come into my chat room, you are under a dictatorship. It's I'm a digital dictator in this room, and I will mute you and ban you without even a second thought, okay? Just ask Spyco, just ask Danny. I'll follow through, trust me. Now, we have a special guest tonight. There's been a lot of crazy wackiness going on the internet. We need to catch up with all this. I don't even know what's going on. I was confused at first because this Twitter account was it was Anon _ Central NT or something, and I was like, never even heard of that Anon account. But allegedly, Anon Central changed their handle because they were going to, go into some new direction. God knows what was going on. But I'm glad Shmoop will be here to sort things out for us. Also, any Anons out there that are listening that would like to chime in on this and give their feeling their feelings and thoughts. I would greatly appreciate that as well. Shadow, I see that you are waiting in the wings. I will bring you on when I can get you. I have a plethora of callers already queued up on the board, and we haven't even got going yet. I haven't even barely started my coffee. Love it. Okay, I think we're going to have a fun show tonight. I'm really excited to have Shmoop on again. I think he was just on just last night or the night before, and we had a lot of fun, so I'm sure it'll be good times again. And I'm pretty sure, if I'm not mistaken, Shmoop is fond of the hardcore music, if I'm not mistaken. So I'm going to play a hardcore song here for him. And then, actually, before I play the hardcore song, I have a feeling that tonight is going to be a night of lulls. I just have a hunch, okay? Call me ignorant, but we already got 50 people in the chat room. So this is going to be explosive, I think. And you want to get in on it. It's 347-826-7667. I also want to talk about LulzSec. LulzSec coming back up in the news as well. The Department of Justice put out some sort of statement mentioning WikiLeaks and LulzSec as examples of online groups that can hinder economic activity, basically calling these people economic terrorists. And I think it's kind of ironic considering LulzSec was run by the government for, you know, more than half of their crimes. So it's kind of convenient how that works out. And also convenient that, tomorrow you have Jeremy Hammond, who is having a court appearance. And then the day after, Friday, I believe in the same district court, the infamous Sabu is supposed to be sentenced. As far as I know, from all the reports that are out there, he is set to be sentenced February 22nd. I've seen no reports in the press whatsoever about this changing. In fact, I don't even see any reports anticipating this. So it'll be interesting what comes out Friday night, Saturday in the news. Who knows? They might give Sabu 6 more months to troll around on the internet and nab more of you anons. So in tribute to all the lulls we potentially could be having tonight and the lulls we've had in the past, I'm going to play this tune that I recorded with, and it's featuring Ghost. Not Meeps Ghost. It's Ghost. He used to be a Blog Talk Radio host here on Blog Talk Radio. He has a featured part in this tune. I'm going to play this and then a hardcore song for Shmoop and be right back.
Lulls, exciting and new, come aboard, we're expecting you. And lulls, life's sweetest reward. Let it flow. It flows back to you.
Love boat. It's so shocking and new. It's the love boat.
Promise is laughing for everyone. Nya 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 nya. And love won't hurt anymore. It's an open smile on a friendly shore. It's love's welcome aboard. It's love's. Tune to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she's sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Motherfucking yeah. Good times, everybody. It's Vince in the Bay back with you and ready. Sorry, I'm getting distracted by tweets and personal messages. We're back. I think I have Shmoop now. Shmoop, is that you?
Yeah, what's going on?
Not much. Just getting the show underway. Welcome to the program, as always. And thank you for joining me as my co-host tonight.
Well, thank you, man. Thank you for having me on.
That's great.
How are you doing, man?
I'm doing good. You know, actually, I was really, really relieved that you contacted me about wanting to come on the show last minute because I pretty much had nothing planned. I don't know. I mean, I was going to talk about LOL cats. Look at that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Neith would like that.
I mean, we can still talk about LOL cats. I can't believe
it. Oh, that's completely fine. Well, you know, I'm pretty sure Neith is in here somewhere. We can talk about LOL cats. It's no problem.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll get to that at some point, I'm sure. I mean, there was a goddamn LOL Cats exhibition in the UK. This is
what?
This is disgusting. The internet is polluting real life now.
Could be worse. It could be a brony convention.
And we already have those, though.
Yeah, there's no C4 under the brony convention, so that's a problem.
Worse. It could be worse. It could be you know, here in the Bay Area, in California, right by me, right in front of me.
Oh, come on, Vince. We all know you'd love it.
K, all those fruity limeys, can jerk off to their kittens and their memes.
Vince, I actually do have a question for you. If the love of your life was a brony, would you still love her?
That's a trick question. I would never have married her in the first, even got together with her in the first place, had I known she was a brony.
Oh, man, that's pretty understandable, because bronies are not people. They're kind of like Jews.
Yeah, I have a hard time even acknowledging bronies. I recently met a Twitter friend in real life, and she had her son with her. And her son was wearing a My Little Pony t-shirt. And the guy was like, the kid had facial hair. He was in high school. He was probably like 14, 15.
And see, these are the people that get picked on. It's because of like bad parenting. I mean, like, why would you
have... The thing is, she's actually a really good parent. She's
well,
a very
the thing
good
is,
with her, with
why
her kid.
Would you have your... Well, I understand that, Vince, but why would you have a 14-year-old... wear a shirt that's for a show for five-year-old girls.
If it was my kid, I would beat the shit out of him and burn a shirt in front of his face and then put out the fire with his tears, okay? But that's me, okay? No judgments. I just wouldn't hook up with a brony. Sorry, no.
Oh, I guess all the brony ladies are out there are kind of sad now, Vince.
All right, brony ladies, you're going to have to, you're either going to have to, I don't know, is it kind of like being gay, or can you be un-gay? Can you become not a brony? Isn't it, once you're a brony, you're pretty much a brony.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can un-brony yourself. I mean, you'd probably be saving yourself, you know, from hand healing and a life of being a virgin, but, I mean, it's possible. It's not like being a nigger, because once you're a nigger, you can't un-nigger yourself.
True. Okay, speaking of bronies, let's talk about this Anon Central account that was hacked by Russell League this evening. What happened there? What's going on with that?
Well, all in all, I'd rather, like, not explain how it happened in the first place, considering, you know...
You don't have to say the technically, like, what you did.
Well, I can tell you that it was...
What?
Me,
target?
I don't... What's that?
Who is the target? First of all, I want to know who is this target. Like, it really came out when I saw the tweet, and it said Anon Central NT at the end, I think?
It has NF on the end. It was actually changed earlier today. We're not sure why, but, I mean...
That's what threw me off for a second. Okay, Russell Lee created a fake Anon Central account, and they're pretending like they take it over, but...
We did?
No, apparently you didn't. Apparently, use the thing themselves. What does the NF stand for?
That's the thing. I mean, we took the account, and before it was Anon Central, but I guess the guy who was Anon Central migrated over. So, I mean, what I could tell you, it was done through social engineering, because I don't consider myself to be some sort of wheat hecure or anything like that. I mean, that's the best I'll tell you. If anybody else wants to explain more, then that's fine. It was more of a group effort. I mean, I'm pretty sure everybody else on Russell League is on the line right now.
So it looked to me like Anon Central broke up. So this is my guess. A couple of folks are in Anon Central, right?
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, things aren't working. It's like a band. It's like a rock and roll band.
Right, right.
So they part their separate ways, and then they have to fight. You know, it's just like a divorce. You got to fight over the kids and the house and everything. You know, who gets the account?
Right.
Well, is an Anon Central. If you go to twitter.com/Anon_Central, there's still an Anon Central, and it looks like it's the same Anon Central. The whatever. you know, like the moral fag, your typical moral fag account. Still there.
Right.
It's still non-central. But then you go, but it's only got 485 followers. So what it looks like to me is they said, all right, look, this is what we're going to do. You can have the name Anon Central, but I get my account something. I get to keep the actual account with all the followers, though. So it's a little tit for tat there. And it seems to me like whoever kept the original account, the one with the whatever 150K followers, was the dumbass and got SE'd by Russell League.
Pretty much he's about as smart as Soldier Boy.
Hence the Soldier Boy quote or reference.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, and that's the thing. It was more so an opportunity as well. I mean, for example, people such as, you know, Hack the Planet, they took Anon Collective because, one, the person who was running Anon Collective, in my opinion, is a jackass, or the person who was running it, rather. And two, opportunity. The opportunity was right there. The password is in the Cry2 logs. So they took it. And it's just like right now. The opportunity is right there. So we took it.
Yeah. I'm like that with insults.
Yeah. And who isn't? That's what it is. It's opportunity.
I see a good opportunity to insult somebody. Even if it's a complete stranger, I'll do it. I mean, why would you pass that up? Perfectly good opportunity to skills.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
I think it's the same way. Yeah. You just can't pass. You see a gaping opening, a gaping hole, and you just want to go in it.
Pretty much, yeah. Hope you make it out alive. In this case, we knew we were going to because, well, it's anonymous. I mean, we're not really scared of anonymous.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm shaking my poots. I don't know with anonymous. Like, I don't know if you paid attention, but they took down a home cleaning service.
Right, I remember that because I tweeted about that, and I said, "Man, they sure showed that. They sure showed those guys." I mean, we're not gonna lie, we're kind of scared right now because we're scared that somebody's gonna DDoS NaziFag.com. And we're just not sure what it is. We know this guy, JM Anonymous, is
honestly, bro,
fired up the old LOIC, and we're kind of fucking terrified right now.
So here, let's get real, though. If NaziFags.com was DDoSed, you know who would notice?
What's that?
Maybe, you know who would notice?
Who?
Maybe five people.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, oh, God, you're going to DDoS NaziFag.com for a few minutes. Well,
like, it means nothing. And it looks like it was created by a fourth grader.
Well, that's very mean, Vince, because me and Astrid Magfags and a lot of other people, we spend a lot of good time on that website. That's very insulting, Vince. I think it's very racist towards transgendering and dinosaurs.
It looks like something that I saw originally back in, 1995.
You just jealous, son. You just jealous. That's it. You just jealous, nigga.
I am. You got me. Dude, you're a popular guy, man. My shit's been blowing up ever since everybody has found out that I have you on. So I assume there's a ton of callers on here waiting to say something to you. So let's take calls, shall we?
All right. Sounds good, man.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to answer I Has Candy. I don't know where that's going to go. But just so you know, I Has Candy is lurking as per usual.
And is David Michael Hine as usual.
I'm now going to go to a good friend of the show, regular caller, Anon Sicko. What's up, Sicko?
Oh, hold on. I dropped my phone.
So, sounds like Sicko's not there. We'll have to come back to him later.
Give me a second.
Okay, I'm here.
sounds like Sicko is not on the phone. We'll come back to him in a second.
Oh, yes, I am. I'm right here.
And put back on mute.
Hello.
This is on the line here. I'm just kidding. Go ahead, Sicko. You're there. What's up?
Oh, not much, guys. What's going on? Sorry about that.
Not much.
Having fun today, Smooth?
Pretty much. I'm on Twitter on my phone right now, and I'm just my mentions are blowing up. I mean, I'm seeing people get mad, and I'm seeing, you know, people just saying, "Oh, good job." So, I mean, right now I'm just watching on the show right now. Shit.
For those new fags out there listening, let me just say, as president of Anonymous, I can say that Anonymous isn't anybody's personal army. Central got his self hacked. He fucked up, and so, of course, you know, Anonymous isn't going to go to war with anybody when you make a dumb fucking mistake. That and Anon-Central talked down to a lot of fucking people. He whined when Yan wouldn't retweet him, and all of that shit. So it's like, of course we're all sitting here laughing at your ass.
That and another thing is when I went through the DMs of that person was seemed like he was outed by a lot of people. Say, Jackal himself, I was reading the DMs, didn't like him. And a lot of pro-Palestinian activists themselves didn't like him either. So I think of it as fucking good riddance.
Well, I mean, he had a habit of, okay, a non-central, the biggest thing he tweets about is Syria. He has this thing where if you don't support Assad, then you're automatically a Western tool and blah, 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 and I'm a big fucking idiot, all that shit. So it's like, he annoyed a lot of us, you know what I mean?
Kind of sounds like Jews. They're kind of annoying.
Oh, man.
And niggers.
Everything.
Niggers are always annoying, always begging you for money.
Straight to it.
And fried chicken.
Well, I think that'll teach that guy a non-central NL, National League. What does that stand for?
Well, we're making it pretty much stand for it's I think it's a NEF at the end of the handle, so we're just going to make it stand for nigger faggot.
Dude, you know
I'm
what you
trying
need
to go with Nazi fags.
Well, I'm surprised you guys just didn't change the name altogether.
Well, that's the thing is, We're making sure that it's ours for good.
Right. Because what you could do is you could change it to, I don't know, Anon_Central, you know, donuts, and then you can create a new account, Anon Central NL, and then go back and then just leave Anon Central Donuts.
What if I wanted to change it to Once in the Bay?
I would fucking be really pissed.
Why would you be pissed?
Because that's not cool.
Fine.
It's not cool when you troll me while you're trolling other people.
Definitely, mate.
I hate myself putting ideas in these people's heads. Again, another example, kids, of what not to do with trolls. Okay, you don't. First of all, don't give them ideas. All right. First of all, just don't talk to them. You
don't
ignore
listen
them.
To that. 13. Don't listen to that.
13. You don't talk to them.
Terrorist. He's a terrorist. Don't listen, guys.
He's a bacon terrorist.
He's a bacon terrorist. I can't believe that, man. What are you Muslim? Do you eat bacon?
Okay. Again, everybody just misunderstands, all right? My beef is not with bacon itself. My beef is with the bacon meme, how it's been ingrained into everybody on the internet. Everybody worships it. Don't you think it's weird when you see like a cult, like Christianity, where everybody's worshiping a false god? That's what I see when I see you people talking about bacon.
That is true.
Under a spell. You need to wake up.
That is true.
Bacon has a hold on you. The same as kittens do. I know kittens are cute. I know. And I know baby talk is fun. but it's destroying the fabric of the internet and of our minds. Oh, and Star Trek. Stop watching Star Trek. That's for serious.
Hey, you watch your fucking mouth, bro. You watch your mouth, all right?
Okay. All right, let's lighten things up. Let's bring on more callers. How about Elliot Smith? What's up, Elliot Smith?
Hey. Please don't hang up on me.
Hang up on her.
See you until we're done with your call.
Okay. That's fine. Hey, did you hear the internet got hacked?
Who?
The internet. Like, all of it.
Oh,
yeah,
the
taking over the whole internet.
The whole fucking thing. Like, I know people think it's just anonymous. It's not true.
Russell Leak hacked the entire internet.
Yes. It's news.
You heard it here first on Vincent the Bay. I like how these people tweet about my show. First of all, I'm very grateful that you people are tweeting this out. But your non-news says, Vincent the Bay with Vincent the Bay and guest co-host Schmoop. I thought that was kind of fun.
Yeah, I just saw it right here. I'm looking through Twitter on my phone.
Vince of the Bay with Vince of the Bay and Vince of the Bay.
Vince the Boy.
All right, so anything else there, Elliot?
No, I'm boring. I'm sorry.
That's cool. No problem. Appreciate the call.
Don't hang up.
And 826-7667 is the number. I'm Vincent the Bay, and I'm on with Sicko and Schmoop, and we're talking about Anon Central getting pwned tonight by Russell League. I'm going to take calls. You got another caller here, unscreened. You've been waiting for a while. You're on the line. Who's this?
This is Shadow DX.
Oh, fuck. I forgot.
Oh, what's going on?
What's up, Shadow?
Motherfuckers.
Not much, man. What about you?
Oh, just checking out this new PlayStation 4 controller. It looks pretty fucking cool.
Does it make a good butt plug?
What?
Does it make a good butt plug?
Yes, it makes a perfect one. It's very smooth. It's got a touch screen. Yeah.
I'm looking at these tweets. DB Koopa says, "Talk more, bitch. This show is about Twitter settings."
Shut up, tattoo in your fucking hand. That's not your real girlfriend.
He's pissed off that Sicko's not talking more.
I actually have a question for DB Koopa. How about the new Gingrich, man? How about him? DB Koopa, I need you to tweet about new Gingrich. Just tell me what you think of him in 140 characters or less. Just tell me what you think of him. That's all I need to know.
He was on Fox the other day.
Fox what?
Fox.
Who was?
New Gingrich.
Oh, of course. He's always on Fox News.
Yeah, but it was like recent.
I mean, that's how he campaigned during the presidency. He had no money. The only thing he could do was go on Fox News. You know who's not on Fox News now, thank God, is that Dick Morris warthog-looking dude. The guy was perpetually wrong about everything.
That kind of sounds like everybody on Fox News, but like I said, then again, I have Fox News labeled as comedy for my TV. But I do have a good suggestion for you. What you could do is you could just turn on Fox News and play a drinking game. Every time they say terrorist, you take a shot.
I am a fan of Red Eye. I like Red Eye. The other shows on Fox News I could do without. Although I like Bill O'Reilly. When he's in the right mood, when he gets the right guest on, he's entertaining. But the rest of them, I forget about it. MSNBC, I can't stand anybody at MSNBC.
Oh, God, that place is so boring.
It's horrible.
It is. I'd rather watch the fucking View.
I watched that Hubris thing because everybody was talking about how great it was. But that shit was so fucking stupid. Like, they tried to make it look like Colin Powell didn't know what was actually going on. They tried to make it, I mean, they tried to basically blame it on just Rumsfeld and fucking Bush. And, like, those, and that crew of people had just pulled the wool over everybody's eyes in fucking Congress. They had some of the people who had voted for the war who were like, oh, I pray every day that God forgives me for sending kids to this war when they didn't need to go. And it was just such total bullshit.
What I think is funny is right now you're seeing this crucifixion of Karl Rove by a lot of, like, a majority of conservatives. And I think it's interesting because where the fuck were you people 10 years ago?
Scared.
God damn it. Now you call Karl Rove out on his bullshit.
Hey, man, 10 years ago, I was fucking 13. I couldn't have done shit.
Yeah. Well, I was still having flashbacks of Nam when that was going on.
Shit.
To address D.B. Koopa, because he tweeted me something saying, Shmoop is following me, is that how Russell Lee cacks you? No, D.B. Koopa, I'm just following you because, you know, why not? Because, you know, he gave a good answer about Newt Gingrich. I appreciate it. Any input about Newt Gingrich would be fine. Just at Shmoop, I want to know your opinion about Newt Gingrich, basically. How about that Newt Gingrich?
D.B. Koopa will call in. He's called in before. D.B. Koopa.
Oh, well, you should call in, man.
And in the meantime, I think I have Neil Rauhauser on. Let me see if I think this is him. Neil, is that you?
Yeah.
Hey, Neil.
Hey.
Oh, you're on with Sicko.
What's going on?
It's the three S's. Vince, what's up?
Well, I've been listening to the show, and I heard Karl Rove's name pop up, but I got to get a piece of that.
Absolutely.
I think...
Everybody, Neil Rauhauser, about to go in on Karl Rove. I'd love to hear it. Go for it.
What? About to go in? He's done been had, man. If you go look on Encyclopedia Dramatica, you'll find an entry for a guy named Ali Akbar. His Twitter account is just plain old Ali, A-L-I. And this kid's like 26. He's got a string of felony arrests for... oh, God, he was doing credit card fraud and, like, vehicle burglary and shit. And he turns up in charge of the entire right-wing blogosphere's coordinating engine, this National Bloggers Club thing. And this was, like, last June. And he bothered me for about 10 minutes before people started digging. And we turned up his Grindr profile. We got all the convictions and... God, he got some IRS complaints. Then he got the Encyclopedia Dramatica thing, and then it comes out that his boyfriend is Karl Rove, and Rove is like freaking out on air with Fox News like a day or two later over this stuff coming out, and he had like a hurry up wedding last summer, kind of to paper it over, from what we can tell.
Rove is married to Anne.
Hmm?
Did you say Karl Rove is gay?
Karl Rove has long been rumored to be a switch hitter, and we seem to have caught him in the act with a 25-year-old black and Pakistani kid with a Muslim-sounding name and a long-ass criminal record. And it all ended up on Encyclopedia Dramatica.
Oh, dear God.
Encyclopedia Dramatica, it must be true then.
Yeah. And then what this is a comedy in three acts. So that's going on. And we knew they were up to something in Ohio with the voting, just like they were in 2004. And about 6 weeks before the election, somebody popped up, random email address. I don't know who it is, but it was clear they knew
you know, more about me than you could get just from talking on the internet. And they started telling me stuff was coming on the election. And if you go back and look, in 2004, when they split some of their VPN stuff and got in and adjusted the Ohio results, that was like at 11:14 p.m. And if you look at the coverage from the 2012 election, at 11:15, you know, literally the very same time, somebody pulled something in Ohio, and he wasn't expecting it. And he ends up, like, ranting for 3 minutes, and then Fox News cuts him off. And some people claimed that stuff and had kind of predicted it in advance. I mean, I knew, like, 9 hours before that something was going to go down. And the after effect has been kind of funny because nobody wants to investigate it. It's like they all said, no, no, nothing happened, nothing happened. And it really seems like something did happen, and it would be their worst nightmare to have anything come out in terms of an investigation.
Interesting. So is that...
And that's number two. And for number three, that the text message I dropped you earlier, Vince, if we can get 30 minutes at the opening on the March 1st show, I think we might have some more fun in the works.
Oh, totally, man. I think the was it March 1st?
Mm-hmm.
The anniversary also of Andrew Breitbart's death, by the way.
The anniversary of Breitbart's death, and there's something else equally momentous.
There's something important to say about that real quick. When Breitbart started dying, he started screaming, "Fuck me! Fuck me!" Just to let you guys know.
Nah. Yeah, right. And it's also, the March 1st show is also going to be big because of, it's going to be a wrap-up of the PayPal 14.
They're doing
special court appearance at the federal court of San Francisco now. It was in San Jose, now it's in San Francisco, but...
From what I understand of that meeting, it's going to be like a meeting between the PayPal lawyer and the PayPal 14's lawyers. I don't know. I'm not exactly sure what's going on there, but I don't know if it's like if they're actually like appearing in court for their case or if it's more like hey, let's get together and talk about stuff between the two groups of attorneys.
So now DB Koopa is pretending like he got hacked by Russell League.
We actually did hack him.
He just hit me up on Jabber and told me that he doesn't have control of his account anymore.
Yeah, we actually just hacked his account.
You guys got DB Cooper just like that?
Yeah, basically we're going on a spree that we're just going to hack all of Anonymous' accounts.
Jesus Christ. Nobody's safe from Russell League. Oh, my God. Can you go after Karl Rove next?
Sure, why not? Is he alive?
Yes. He's right. Over 40 years old, too.
No, he's like 60. He's like just turned 60.
All right, sounds good. I'll do that next.
Mind-boggling.
Two Obamas.
No, I'm good. I mean, that's already been done by Josh, who, you know, for some odd reason wanted to dox Obama and posted his social security number on Doxbin. I mean, I wasn't sure of the point there. He posted Barack's and Michelle Obama's social security numbers. That wasn't the point there. I was like, hey, man, you want to get picked up by the Secret Service, bro? That's on you. I'm good on that.
Well, he has a social security number.
What's that?
I said at least he has a social security number.
Yeah.
Or does he?
No, it's legit.
Oh. Okay. DB Cooper's in the chat room. Call in, DB Cooper.
Fuck DB Cooper.
I don't remember
who that is.
People that would, actually. He's from what I hear, he's a good-looking guy. I think he's taken, though. But hopefully we can get him.
Oh,
care?
You know what? I don't really like your attitude, Shadow. I think I'm gonna put you on timeout.
Hey, Vince, I actually have a request real quick. Is Java B's on the queue right now? Can you put him on next?
John who?
Java B.
Java.
JVAB.
JVAB. Oh, that guy. That guy's proud?
Yeah, JVAB. He's in the queue right now.
Let's see if this is him. JVAB, is that you?
Hello, yes, Vince in the Bay. This is Ivan from Russia League. Russian Russell League, yes. Want to call in?
No. Different guy.
Come on. That's a Russian comrade over in Russia, man. Come on.
Oh, no. Are you saying that's the guy?
No, that's Ivan from Russia League. He's actually part of Russia League.
We're trying to find. I have way too many callers right now to do. I can't. Like, I'm just unmute people like that. I get crazy people like Ivan or whatever his Igor, whatever his name was. My God. 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm the Bay live here with my co-host tonight, Schmoop out of the Wrestle League. Shadow. Oh, Shadow. I told you I was going to put you on mute, but I didn't. So I'm going to actually put you on mute now. There you go. Shadow is on timeout for having a bad attitude. I also have Anon Sicko on the line and Neil Roundhauser. If you'd like to...
I'm trying to tweet from my account right now, and I can't seem to get into it.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. That's because we just took your account right now, bro. We just hacked Anon Sicko's account live on the air right now.
Oh, my God.
Wow. They did.
Sorry, bro.
Email accounts changed. I can't get a password requested or nothing. Damn. Hold on. I'll be back. I have to try to get my account back.
Dude. This is not cool. All right. I'm starting getting worried that maybe my account might be somewhere. I mean, they fucking Chinese and pizza bombed me the other night. Lord knows. I got me on the Twitter list. Jesus Christ. And Schmoop, you know, I agreed to have you on the show tonight under the condition that you don't on my switchboard again, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trusting that you're gonna honor that, right?
I can't make any promises, Vince. Any promises. I learned from the best. I learned from Anonymous. He's the best hacker of all time. Leaders, you know, he's the supreme security leader of Anonymous, master of the cyber universe. You know, guys, amazing. You can never compare with Octavio Barreto. Nobody can ever compare with that guy.
I have no idea what you just said.
Well,
but it sounds cool.
Usually everything out of my mouth sounds fucking cool. I mean, I am Schmoop after all.
Yeah, and I appreciate it. You've kept the wild, sporadic, loud screeching outbursts to a minimum. I know that's tough for you at being a Tyrannosaurus Rex and all. So I really appreciate you, and your composure tonight.
Hey, anytime, man.
So did you like that Minor Threat song I played for you?
Yeah, I liked it. I was just telling the people in Tiny Chat, if you could tell Vince, I'm a big fan of Dead Kennedys. So, I mean, any Dead Kennedys song you'd like to pick would also be good, too.
Okay. I have Dead Kennedys, but not loaded up here. I'll get you some before the end of the show. What else? What else do you like?
Shit, man, whatever. As long as it's old school punk rock, it's good, dude.
Old school punk rock. Okay. Let's see. Because I want to put on some music and screen these calls and find your homeboy and everybody else. So if you're calling, all right, this isn't punk rock, but do you like Jane's Addiction?
Never heard of it, but go ahead and play it anyway.
No, you never heard Jane's Addiction?
No.
Oh, my God. Well, this isn't. I'm sure you've heard it. You've had to have heard like their most popular songs, but this isn't one of their most popular songs. I'm playing it because I was making fun of the guitarist Dave Navarro because apparently he's going to be spinning on Anon FM. You know how Anonymous has their own radio station. So he's going to be like a guest DJ, I guess, next week, and he tweeted about it, and I gave him some shit about it. And then he tweeted back to me a picture of him and some chick giving metal horns, and I was like, oh my god, Illuminati signs! And he thought it was funny and he retweeted it, and I thought that was pretty cool. He didn't like I was kind of trolling him, and he just was like, whatever. But I was like. Seriously though, you know your hacktivist collective has jumped the shark when it becomes chic for celebrities to start schmoozing with Anonymous. Okay, your first clue had to have been Roseanne. I mean, if that wasn't blatant enough. But whatever. This is a great tune. I've seen Jane's Addiction live. I saw them live a couple years ago. They fucking rock. They're awesome. And this is a song called Whores. It's dedicated to everybody listening now because you're all a bunch of whores.
to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job. Yarrei
me! Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti I brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili. Parliamo di Rentro 86 in un
balcone. This tough fight is really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What a silly Negro.
And okay, unmute. Hello. We're back. I'm back. Vince of the Bay with my co-host tonight, Shmoop.
What up?
Also, we have Anon Sicko. And
I just want to say that,
what?
Because Russell Lee took one of our accounts, Anonymous now has control of @ogeisty.
Hell no, nigga. You gonna get God, nigga.
We also have Neil Rauhauser on the panel. And I'm going to now welcome the internet's most infamous transgender, also a member of the Russell League, who is on a poning spree at the moment, a full-on vendetta, if you will, against Anonymous. None other than Asshurt MacFags. Go ahead, Asshurt.
Oh, yeah. What's up, homegirl?
What's happening?
Not much.
Yeah, I'm just really enjoying watching the logs as people try to hack NaziFag.com, which is the Russell League website. It's pretty entertaining.
Okay.
Oh, no, they're going to DDoS us.
Please.
Yeah.
Not
it's not even like DDoS is. It's just like people scanning for PHP myadmin.
Oh, fuck. Not that. Anything but that.
Yeah.
Who's Vicky Burns?
Apparently she burns.
I have no idea. Why would I know that?
Okay, well, your little CNY rebel dude tweeted me some screenshot of your tiny chat or somebody's tiny chat. And I'm seeing Vicky underscore Burns. I'm seeing her buns or his bun. It looks like a dude dressed in drag wearing like a thong with a bustier things.
I don't know. I'm not in tiny chat.
Elliot's in the same thing, and so is Spyco. I wonder, we still have Elliot on the line. Maybe she can verify who the hell that person is. Elliot, are you still there? Elliot. Can you verify who that is? Hi, Elliot, are you there? Hello?
What, Rebel?
Hello. It's my boss.
Okay. He just put...
What?
Tiny
hey
chat.
Vince, I'm sorry.
But hello? Can you hear me? Is this on?
No, it's not on. Turn up.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Elliot, are you with us?
Yes, I am with you.
Perfect. Okay. I'm going to retweet. I can't. Why do you people protect your accounts? I'm not
going to.
I'm
going to
go protect it.
I know. Anyone who protects their account, fucking
stupid.
I'm gonna protect
Why even
it
have
right
social
now.
Media?
Hold on. I'm gonna protect yeah. it.
All right. To you, Elliot. Wait, you're in the chat. You're in the chat, right?
Yeah, what is happening? I've been talking to a tranny.
What?
Yeah, there's this cross-dresser that came in a tiny chat, and I told it to go get a vegetable, and then it couldn't find one, so it crawled back on camera to try to hide itself because it was so ashamed. But I saw it crawling, so it closed out the chat really fast because it was so ashamed of itself.
This is
that was one of the worst stories I've ever heard.
That's the entire story.
That's what you call a brutal story, Cuff.
Hey, Ellie, was the tranny's name Vicky_Burns?
Yeah, Vicky Burns.
Boom. Bada bing, bada boom. There it is.
You can't say tranny. That's rather derogatory.
Cross-dresser. I think she's a cross-dresser. We tried to talk about hormones, but like he wouldn't go into it. So I don't know what it was.
Guys, the only transgender person we
accept here.
You
probably shouldn't call her or him an it. That's dehumanizing.
That was one of the people down with the objectification, not like serious.
Yeah, fuck
about.
That's
dehumanizing
that's
to call
fun.
Someone an it. Just saying.
That's not. I mean, what if someone called you an it, Elliot? Huh?
I am
like
in it sometimes. Depends, like, what context we're talking about.
Well, I mean...
Well, you're obviously
you're
really
transgender.
Fucked up. That's cool.
Messed up, man.
Oh, I see we have Russia League now.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, Ivan from Russia League is pretty pissed.
Yeah, why did you caution?
Yes, Vince, why do you put me on the quiet? I don't understand. I've come to congratulate comrades on successful mission. You put me on the quiet, in the quiet room.
Well, I thought you'd be used to it. Aren't you used to waiting in red lines for like 5 hours? Isn't that kind of tradition?
Vince,
no.
You sound like you're speaking to me from Russian space station. I can't hear anything you say.
There's a new it's called Russia League.
Yeah, that's
we
actually
Russian
our Russia
branch,
part
yes.
of Russell League, you know, because we actually had a German part. Let me explain some real quick, Vince. The Russell League wasn't actually started by us. It was actually started by Adolf Hitler and Ronald Langford back in the day of World War II. It was actually called the Rutzel League.
I'm aware of the history.
It's on the Wikipedia, actually.
Right.
I have, you know what, I'm going to download. I have the speech he first incarnated Russell League. Let me try to find that.
Penis.
I know mine's fascinating.
Just gotta play the
gay.
Yeah, nigga.
All right, I'm having a little bit of problem. Shmoop, are you messing with my switchboard, dude? Because things are not operating correctly.
There we go. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, my God, man!
What is this song?
I mean, just calm down. It's good music. Come on. Ivan, you want me to play something different? Hold on a second. Hold on. I'm gonna play something different.
But you know what? Just remind me of something.
You're Patriot Greg, because you are.
Okay. Hang on.
You sound like Bear with AIDS.
How does the host Patriot Greg, like, that's just sad, Vince. You need to get yourself together.
Sounds like Angry Bear with AIDS.
As hard as it takes! Die große Zeit ist jetzt angebrochen. Deutschland ist nun erwacht. Die Macht haben wir nun in Deutschland gewonnen. Nun gilt es, das deutsche Volk zu gewinnen. Ich weiß es, meine Kameraden, es ist euch wohl oft schwer gefallen, wenn ihr meintet, es müsse nun ein Wandel kommen und er kann nicht und immer wieder muss der Leute Appell gerichtet werden. Es muss weiter gekämpft werden, es geht nicht, ihr dürft nicht handeln, ihr müsst gehorchen, ihr müsst euch fügen, ihr müsst euch diesem unerhörten Zwang beugen.
That's
high five.
That was really inspiring.
What?
I actually watched the unedited version of Triumph of the Will recently. It was really incredible.
That translated there and simple there was Wrestle League will be a force to be reckoned with for generations to come. There will be a digital age that will one time dawn upon us, and the Wrestle League will bring justice to the universe.
We're actually planning on doing that because we actually have a plan. We're going to eliminate all Jews, you know, because Jews itself is like, it's like cancer to like humans and stuff. So I mean,
I don't like Jews.
Have to be. Yeah, see, Ivan doesn't like Jews. Astro Backpack Poe doesn't like Jews. I mean, nobody likes Jews. I mean, if I killed all the Jews and one nigger, would anybody be upset?
I wouldn't really care.
Not at all.
To be honest.
Question.
Didn't that already happen one time and nobody really cared, though?
Oh, yeah, the Holocaust, man. That was one funny Holocaust. Let me tell you what.
I like Weed's quote where he says, "The Holocaust never happened, but I hope it does again."
I love Weed. He's the best.
Dude, he's gonna freak out so many people in prison.
Probably.
I'm gonna sneak in commissary in prison somehow.
Dude, he's gonna, oh my god! Can you imagine if you know that guy's your cellmate?
He'll make so many friends, though, because, like, he'll be, like, the intermediate between, like, the white supremacists and, like, you know, like, all the different gangs and shit, because...
If anybody could FE their way through a prison, I would put money on that guy. He's a smart guy.
One time I go to Russian prison for hacking a Russian satellite, and they make you peel the potato all day long.
Yeah, it's... Those prisons are pretty rough, Ivan.
Yeah, right. Probably made you take the black cancer in your eyes. Like
yes, and the big guy, this big guy in the prison, he take the potato in the shower, he beat me up, and he do bad thing with the potato to me.
Ivan, how's Helga, by the way?
She's doing good. She's got having problems with the gout. Her foot is swell up.
Oh, man, not the gout.
This is why I don't endorse any links that are put into my chat room, because Meeps just made a very inappropriate link there. It's not malicious, I don't think. It's just, it's just, come on.
What is this? Let me see what this is. I tell you if it's appropriate or not.
It's a picture of, this was totally set up. Whoever took this picture probably made the caption too. So you know that the photographer was racist as fuck. So, kid, there's a little cat in an oven, and the oven's
so open. So pounded.
The cat's just chilling.
Patriot Greg, just chill out.
You're Patriot Greg was hard.
Yeah, you need to
get your leader Stalining.
But let me explain something. Why
you're Mussolini, you mean?
Because the Russell League, we're not racist. We just hate Jews. I mean, it's not really a crime, you know.
No, that's not racist.
I don't like Negro either, though.
Yeah, like that's another thing. Like, I mean, like, we're not racist. We just don't like black people. I mean, Haiti
besides
Nigga, it's pretty normal.
Java B1.
When it comes to the winter time, they their skin look like you know, the flaky fall off, and it just look nasty. No, it's no good.
Oh my God.
And they put the cocoa butter smell like wet dog.
Oh my God.
Yes, indeed. Except JVAP. JVAP has perfect skin.
Yeah, we like JVAP.
And Floss has perfect skin, too. He's another black member of Russell League.
How is my listenership like up? There's nothing happening on this fucking show, people.
Are you okay, Vince?
This is like a Russell League chat room, tiny chat. I'm like, oh, fuck. That's what Russell League
He doesn't like it that I'm playing random music on the soundboard right now.
Yes, I'd like to welcome you all to Russia League Radio, broadcasting live from Chernobyl, from the exclusion zone, coming at you live 24/7.
24/7, eh?
24/7.
Ah. Hey, Ivan, I actually have someone you want to speak to. Hold on 1 second. 1 second. Someone wants to talk to you. Hold on.
Hey, Vince.
Oh, and Vince. Asher Magpies, he wants to talk to you, too. Hold on.
Who?
Wait, is
hey,
this
Asher
crazy Magpies, white journalist?
Hey, Asher Magpies, you better in, you prick.
Oh, God, it's him.
Come at me, you little fucking bitch.
Stop me.
I'm going to butter your toast.
Prick.
Hey,
I'm going to butter your bagel.
You're going to put on my bagel?
Lettuce.
Put cream in your coffee, you prick.
I'm going to put a potato in your vodka.
You try to
put a potato in my vodka, huh? Okay. Well, you know what?
How do you
do that, but I... What?
Little do you all know that before we hacked Anon Central tonight, they actually issued a press release that they hacked the FBI. And
yeah.
It largely went unnoticed.
But... Yeah, I was about to report on that. But, you know, since I'm not a good reporter or anything, I got fired from Raw Story and owe them like $500,000, you know. I stopped being good, even though I actually wasn't, you know, good at any time whatsoever, you know.
But you're a brilliant blogger.
You see, that's just something I say to get attention, you know, because, you know, all I have is my Twitter, really, you know what I'm saying? I got some crack, you know, I got a good line of cocaine here. Hold on.
Anyways, you should come work for a Russian newspaper, yeah. You look
Russian
good.
Newspaper,
they probably hire you.
Oh, do they accept me because I'm Jewish and I like to smoke crack?
All right, what the hell's going on? What the fuck did you guys do on my show?
We took over your show, you prick.
I'd like my show back, please.
Hey, Vince, what color suit you want to be buried in, huh?
Mr. Host, man, you are.
Can you please turn off
Jewish.
Shmoop? Can you please turn off that god awful music, please?
Hold on, let me go get Shmoop, you prick. Shmoop.
Vince, you are not Jew, are you?
No, I'm Catholic.
Oh, I am Catholic too. I'm very sad to hear
can
about
hear
the
can
Pope.
Can you hear me? Hello.
The Pope.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Unfortunately, yes, we can't hear you.
Hello.
Everybody is live. Everybody
can
is
you
unmuted.
Hello.
Yay.
Except for this guy, but he's going to be unmuted in a second. Britain, you're in the house. Who's this? Hello? Caller.
Seems
you're
legit.
Hello.
Yeah.
Wait, who's that?
It's Britain.
Hey, Britain.
Well, hello. How are you
tonight? Hey there. what's going on, Britain? What's on your mind tonight?
Can you really not talk to me, Ben? Christ.
I'm sorry, what?
It's Asher, Mafax.
Oh.
I've been on the line forever.
That's fucked
God,
up,
you are so retarded, Vince.
And your point is?
347-826-7667 is the number. I got another caller I'm going to bring on. This is out of the 281 area code. Unscreened, you're on the air. Who's this?
It's Spineco.
Spineco. Oh, my God. Perfect. Perfect. Just what we need.
Yeah.
Michael, oh, yeah, that's Ronald.
Fucking, what's up, Ronald? I hear there's
here,
a Rush.
Over here smoking some crack. How are you?
Shmoop and a Russian Danny. Fucking hell, man. It's pretty chaotic.
There isn't Danny here. It's Ivan. You know, Ivan from Russia League? You didn't know. Dude, like I told you about that before. Russia League? That's the Russian sector, Russia League. Because, you know, we're international. You didn't know that?
Yeah, nigga, that is the drug. I forget it. My bad.
Let's Spike on the line. Come on.
I know. Why you...
Vince is, like, slipping, like, fucking crazy. Unbelievable. Nobody lets Spike on to their fucking chests.
Nobody ever.
It's cool. Spike,
we
found
JVAP.
I don't know where he is. Yeah. I don't know where... I'm getting an echo. This is bad.
I have headphones on.
This is really awesome.
Self-muting.
Okay.
Here, let me
yeah.
text JVAB. Tell him to call back in.
She sounded like a nice woman, and we pretty much frightened her off. So, good job.
What?
Oh, guys. But, yeah, what's up?
Good job, guys.
No, it's not you. It's there was somebody else on.
Hello.
Hi. Hey.
Hello.
Shut up. I'm talking to the lady. What's up?
They did not quit.
Oh,
shut
my
up,
God.
Bitch.
Vince, I love your voice.
Voice loves you.
Oh, put everyone else in the green room.
Why don't you guys go out back to the barn or something in private?
Yeah.
Go to the green room. Do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be hot. I wonder if we could do a three-way, you and I and me.
I don't think Chad Coyle would like that.
Would Nikki
smoke a lot?
We do with Nikki smokes a lot, but I was thinking more Meeps. I'd like to get it like a get in on.
Chad Coyle wouldn't like that.
Yeah, I'd totally get Meeps in on this.
Yeah, that'd be hot. She's cute too, just like you. You guys are, you know, very respectable women.
You gotta understand too that Astrid Macfags' penis is fucking gigantic. Like that thing's bigger than my heart.
Like a frame.
It's huge, Ben.
Yeah, it's huge.
Mm.
I can't wait. And, cornhole is already.
I have a strap on too. If you want to use it on me.
You said potato.
Strap.
Your
yeah,
micro-peen
exactly.
Will not
you
penetrate
doing?
My butthole.
No, just
do a Russian prison style.
Oh my God, Benjamin Solomon's here, everybody. He's my resident Zionist.
Oh, no, not Benjamin Solomon. Come on, dude. No, not Benjamin Solomon, please. Anybody but Benjamin Solomon. Come on.
Is he
please.
Jew?
Yes. Zionist.
Oh, dude, come on.
Jew.
No, not Benjamin Solomon. Why do you want to put on a Jew?
Why would you?
Like, oh, man.
Comes in and he does Ron Paul impersonations. It's really weird.
Is Ron Paul Jew?
No, that's what's weird. It's
Ron Paul is a Jew. What are you talking about?
Jew, you know, self-avowed Zionist, and he calls my show to promote his show, and he ends up just doing a really horrible Ron Paul impersonation.
You know okay. Why I really don't like Jew is because they take the potato and they make the latkes with it, and they make the potato, they cut it all up, and they put the they put it in the pan and fry it. This is like disgrace to potato.
Forget about it. They're good.
No, but it's not good. It's not good to do that to potato.
That's
potato is Russian country official fruit.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think speaking of Benjamin Solomon, I think he might be here. I'm going to take this call and cross my fingers. Go ahead, caller, unscreen your eyes.
the Bay. Vince in the Bay. The number to call is 347-826-7667.
Dude, now you're trying to imitate me, impersonate me. What are you doing? This is bad.
And our guest today is Ron Paul, who has a horrible cold. Ron Paul.
No, it's Steve.
You're now on.
Yes.
No, mute him. Mute this prick quick.
Hi, Ron Paul. I got a horrible
Vince,
cold
you should
from
put him in the quiet room.
Oh God.
It's like
we
a.
Like this guy.
He's Ron Paul crossed with the Velociraptor.
Type out my name in bowl 22-1. Vote for me in 2016.
It's going to be like 95, dude. You can't run next time.
I'm going to run and I'm going to get out all my Ron Paul zombie robots to go vote for me in 2016.
Oh, shit, I have to go a fucking meteor. Fuck.
A meteor? Oh, shit.
Oh, he just got hit by a meteor. Yeah, we lost all communication with him. Oh, well. I hope he's doing all
right.
Rest in peace, Ivan.
Yeah.
He was an integral member in Russia League.
Should we put up a RIP page and troll it on Facebook?
Might as well.
Yeah, you
I
might
don't
as well.
See why
man.
Not.
He would be the best.
The number for the show is 347-826-7667. It's the number to call into the show. Now, do you have any questions for Ron Paul?
Oh, God, no. No. Ron
Paul. I have a question for Ron Paul.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Ron Paul, what do you think about Jews?
What? Yes.
What do you think about Jews?
Well, I hate Jews. I hate Israel because they have been my friend, Brother Mamoun, who is the president of the wonderful nation of Iran, which just seeks nuclear power. Wink, wink.
All right, good answer, Ron.
Okay.
Did he just say wink, wink?
Yes, he did.
Yes. Wink, wink.
That's
a Ron Paul. Wink, wink.
Wait, I have one more question for Ron Paul here.
Yes. Yes.
Would you ever donate to the Jimmy's for Deaf Kids Foundation?
What? The Jimmy's for Deaf what?
No, the Jimmy's for Deaf Kids
Ron
Foundation.
Paul. It's for the. Come on, it was at first. It was.
Well, how many of them let me vote for me? Now, please do me a favor. When you ask questions, don't make it too hard, because then I, the great Ron Paul, would have to think. If you wouldn't want my
I think he came further. I'm sorry. Hey, I got rid of him.
I love that guy. He's so fucking funny.
Yeah.
I don't understand. The guy that behind that is like the biggest hardcore, most hardcore card-carrying people. And he decides to troll my show by being fake Ron Paul that like a goddamn.
But if you can't laugh at that, Vince, like, I don't know, you're a lost cause.
Vince probably likes Ron Paul, that's why.
I do like Ron Paul.
Oh, you actually do like Ron Paul.
But I'll give it up to somebody that does a good spoof. Sure, of anybody. It doesn't matter whether I like them or not.
But it's so bad that it's good.
Vince,
like avant-garde jazz, you know? Like,
yeah, I know.
It's so fucking bad that it's awesome.
It sounds like noise.
It's avant-garde.
What if I told you
impersonations.
That I voted for Mitt Romney?
I would say, who's Mitt Romney? I forget. Who are you talking about?
The guy who ran for president and lost to the niggers.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, that guy.
I wouldn't get mad.
You know, as binary for women. No.
Would you get mad if I voted for Gary's Johnson?
Yeah, not really. Probably should have voted for it, but oh well.
Gary Johnson is so flaming.
It's ridiculous. I don't know why he doesn't come out.
Swimming? Oh my god.
Doesn't he just like, is your gaydar not going
out? Oh my god.
Oh my god. Al's heart matter. Yeah.
He's the only one.
Oh my
god. Oh my
god. He's gay. God, I hate tags.
I don't think that's a bad thing. It's fine. I just think he should be open about it. He might actually get more votes that way.
I don't think he
would.
He should hide it.
But he'd probably lose some of the conservatives.
Yeah, I think he should hide it for sure.
That are on his side are fiscal conservatives. They're not social conservatives.
Well, you got to understand some.
What's that picture, Greg?
You got to understand some about conservatives here, Vince. Is that if you're gay, you're a terrorist. Basically, if you're not like straight, white, and you know, like have some nigger do everything for you, then you're a terrorist.
Exactly.
Actually, have some dude do everything for you. There we go. Have some Jews do everything for you.
Oh my God! What is it? And how much time do we have left?
Forever, bitch.
We still have almost a half hour left. There's a lot of people.
That's not too bad, Vince. You'll be okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
we'll
be okay.
Calls though that we haven't gotten to yet. So let's take calls. Go ahead, block number. You got to use this.
Hello, everybody. Hello from Russia to you all. My name is Ivan. I'm from Sibir.
Wait.
You want me to read something for you? Some text? Or maybe to sing a song? Or to record audio? Not necessarily video. You could contact me and I will do it with a great pleasure. Just be aware, I don't want to be involved in any lawless things in my life. So no harassment, no sexual adult content, please.
What's your name,
something
Phil?
That my mother would
Phil.
Approve. Okay?
Stop. Just stop.
If you don't like
okay.
the product that I will
Soundboard, piece of shit. Okay, we have another caller. Go ahead, caller. You're on the line. Who's this?
Hey, what's going on, Vince?
Oh, nothing much. Just conducting a internet talk show, and I have a few guests on my panel tonight. One being Shmoop, another being Anon Sicko, another being Assert MacFags, and
Spanko. Oh, yeah, nigga.
Oh, yeah. Spanko.
Yeah, man, I tweeted you about, you know, whoever said not being able to use PS4 controller for a butt plug. Yeah, that's not how you use
about the butt plug.
Oh, you missed Shadow to Success. He's gone. I think he's he got stuck up.
I love butt plugs.
I'm sure.
I'm actually a faggot. Is that a bad thing?
No.
I actually have a butt plug in right faggot. Now. It feels really good.
Did you not notice my show is listed as homosexual?
Oh, it is. No, man. I like came around and, you know, listen to it a couple of times. I'm a following Twitter just fucking laughing the whole night. It's been fucking hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, wait, no, it says dreams. That's wrong. Oh, that's wrong. It should be, let me find it. It should be homosexuality. Where is it? Culture. Prepping. No. Psychology, radio, real estate, relationships, religion. Rock music, romance, school, science, self-help, social networking, software, spirituality, sports, technology, television, training, travel, U.S. government, video games, war, weather, weight loss, wine, women, work, wrestling, writing, youth.
Wine, women?
Wrestling?
Oh, I also missed, skip the top, art, atheism, automotive, baseball, basketball, blog critics,
anal.
Blog books, Buddhism, business,
anal.
Giving, Christianity, classical music, comedy, computer, cooking, country music, culture, current events, dads and family, design, dining, dream, education, elections, electronic music, electronics, entertainment, entrepreneurial, environment, family, fashion, film, finance, fitness,
baggage.
Football, friends, fun.
I guess.
Gadgets, gardening. There we go.
Talking about butt plugs, right?
LGBT, right? That's what we got to go with.
Okay, fine. We'll just go with it, but we'll just throw butt plugs in there with the LGBT part of it, right?
Gender curious. That's I'm sorry, folks. That if you reset your screen, I've recategorized the show. It's gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, questioning.
Vasco is a whore.
Okay.
Yeah,
hey, did you guys notice on my show page I put up quotes from people?
No, we didn't.
If you go to my show,
we certainly did not.
Here, I'll read them to you. Here, if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Vincent, I have some quotes. Here's some quotes from people.
From Subasco?
No. First quote is the Howard Stern.
We're not.
Shut up.
Okay, go ahead.
First one is, quote, the Howard Stern of the hackers / nerds, end quote. That was from Sabu. This one is, quote, your show is a bigger freak show than Barrett Brown LOL's topless tiny chats. I would rather watch the Gong Show dubbed in Spanish. From Ron Breinert.
See, you know how much like these like crazy people on Twitter, you know, like the Ron Breinarts, the Sue Boscos, and you know whoever else that's just like that
crazy
on Twitter.
Bitch.
Here's
like,
another.
I like love them.
Here's
like
another,
they're
quote.
Hilarious. There's no hate. It's all just love.
Unmute me. That was Hammurabi's code.
Who was?
Unmute me. Hammurabi's code, direct quote. Okay, here's another direct quote. Most of Vince's fan base are young, and their tiny minds have the attention span of pigeons.
Do they carry diseases like pigeons, too? Is that by me? I know that quote's by me. Come on, Vince, tell us by me.
I can't believe they're dissing us for being young. Oh, my God.
I know.
Sweet.
God, being young is so gay.
It's Motormouth News said that.
Oh man! Oh, I was gonna ask you, Vince. Are you gonna be there on March 1st for the protest?
A protest?
Well, the San Francisco thing that's going on the 1st.
Check it out. Sure.
I didn't hear you were cutting out. What was that?
Am I Patriot Gregging again?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
You're sure? Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you for being honest.
No problem. Anytime.
So check out. Here's another quote. This one is
Newt Gingrich.
Not Newt Gingrich.
Why not?
Shut up, faggot. That was Assert MacFags, actually. The next
yes.
one is I'm. Well, what is this from Shari Wong's? Here's another one. Dear Vince, dear Jesus, please give Vince testicular cancer. Amen. The one angry Jew. Another one is, if you want to hear epic stupidity, tune into Vince and the Bay radio program, Epic. That's Uppity One. He was hating on me. Or whatever. She, it, them. The next quote is, my chocolate is dark, crappy airbags. The next
what the fuck?
The next one.
I usually don't like crappy airbags, but that was kind of funny.
Yeah, you got some crappy airbags. You don't like them.
Pick up the phone. It says, from Shadow DXS, what from Schmoop? Just tried to give Vine in the Bay another listen. Six people talking over each other and saying solidarity every three minutes. Holy shit, that sucks. Joe Bridge.
Solidarity with Joe Bridge.
Solidarity with Joe Pritch. I think we all can talk. Yeah, definitely solidarity with Joe Pritch. Next one is yay, Naughty Bear. The next one is shit, Ronald Langford.
Vince, can I have my quote changed? I actually have something new I want to say.
What do you want your quote to be?
Who was the guy that did that? Who was the guy that fucking Ron Paul impersonation?
Oh, God. You want me to put him back on?
No, I'm just asking. I was just curious because his impersonations suck, and I can do a better one. Not a Ron Paul, though.
Shut up, bitch.
That would actually be Benjamin Solomon. Benjamin, are you still there?
Benjamin,
are you there?
You guys just don't get it. It's too experimental.
It's next level. I know. I get it.
Advanced genius theory. You'll get it in like 20 years.
I think you need to put a few more quotes up there. Specifically,
right, here's
one came to mind.
Yeah, you guys submit me quotes. I'd love to hear them. Here's my last quote.
Okay.
So it's cool now to pose as my dead father to troll me. Vince in the Bay, you gained a rep as a lamer of emic portions with Wellness Dockside. I don't know what Dockside is. Like curved penis. Is that what she was referring to?
No idea.
That was Kelly Halitzy. I don't know. She came at me out of left field. I don't get it. These women, they get on their period and they just like talk shit to everybody.
But I do have a few quotes for you, Vince, and one actually came to mind. It was actually pretty random. The quote is from XUOUT, and it says, "I'm hard."
That's a good one. I'll put that in there.
All right. Thank you.
I hope that was a Sanguinarius quote.
Oh, what is that?
Does it involve raping children?
Is Neil Rauhauser still on?
No, he's off the line. He dropped off. He's listening now. Still seeing him in the chat.
He just wants to come jack off about Karl Rove.
Yeah.
Fucking weirdo.
He's not that weird. He's really into politics. He's like in there, you know.
He's pretty weird.
I think we're all pretty weird, actually. I'm the most fucked up one here.
No, you're not.
I'm like probably the most normal person here, to be honest.
Are you a furry?
Really? You are?
Are you a furry?
Absolutely.
No,
you are?
No, I'm pretty sure I'm the most
I'm
normal person.
I'm 100% a furry.
Oh my fucking God.
Please. Again, we got Smoke, we got Not Sicko, we have Assert MacFags, and a few other people.
Spyco.
Who else? Who am I missing?
Troop. Me. The fucking new guy.
The new guy? What's your name, new guy?
Just call me Val or Valmir. You can find my fucking perf package.
Whoa, if you want. Hey, dude. Well, before you can say anything here, do you have a forecast in Bucharest right now?
Do I have a what?
Do you currently have a forecast in Bucharest?
I couldn't hear this fucking phone. What was that again?
Do you currently have a forecast in Bucharest?
I don't think so.
Will you please get one?
Probably.
Okay, thank you.
All right, continue. What's your name again?
Just Fowler. Just whatever the fuck you want to call me. I'm some perfect that lives in the Bay and listens to your show. So I'm bored and cold.
Can we just call him the guy who doesn't have a forecast in Bucharest? Because that would be more comfortable with me.
I'm changing my category.
Yes, you can.
I changed my category.
Where's the non-forecast?
Can't even talk
on my own show. Hey, is Shaggy shamed off the internet forever?
Can't even talk on my own damn show. These people just...
I don't know.
I'm just
word vomiting right now.
For it. You know, I was like, okay, cool. Shmoop's going to come on. We're going to talk about, trolling the Anon Central, And of course, it's all a ruse to ambush me with the rest of Russell League and just take over.
It is. Why would you think it would be anything different, Vince?
Heather, you people find some way to shove your fists as far up my ass as you possibly can, virtually.
I would have put some melted.
Well, to be fair, Vince, I actually shaved my arm, so you're lucky.
47.
I don't.
Oh yeah, D Dubs was talking about my show. He's like, dude, I haven't listened to that shit in fucking months. I'm waiting for Russell League Radio, bro.
Russell League Radio is the bomb.
Yeah, I told him. I said, if you thought my show was, he said my show was stupid. So, if you think my show's stupid, you will love Russell
League.
Well,
that's the thing is because you, I mean, you seem pretty racist against demons, and you won't let him summon a demon on your show.
A demon?
Yeah, because he can summon demons.
Right.
Well,
what? Their show.
What?
What?
You picture Greg and Vince.
Fuck talk. So you're going to pay.
But Vince, seriously.
Caller, you're on the line. Who is this?
Yes. why did you hang up on me?
Is that Ron Paul?
Paul again.
Well, do you know who this is, Precious? It's Lucio. Lucio will kiss your ass.
Oh my god.
What?
Nothing.
What?
Hey, you sound stupid. I eat a great supporter trophy. You sound like you're making
a knife, stupid. My chat room or my actual broadcast. So it's a close toss-up. So Ron Paul, I have no idea what you said. Ron Paul, can you rephrase that in a way that maybe we can understand better?
That caller came out with that gibberish. He would seem like a nice supporter because he sounds so nice and stupid. And I can't tell you, I feel like it's smart thinking people is hard because thinking hurts my brain. It really does. I just prefer to just say some bogus stuff some idiots on the internet can just go with and believe black and they can worship me. That's an idol.
Vince, can Smoozer get a word in, please?
Can
what?
He? What? What?
That's exactly how he's stupid. That's where he's coming to support me.
Please, Ron Paul, just please, 1 second. Okay, dude with the weird voice, what's your name again?
This is Smeagol, as in the Hobbitses?
Smeagol?
Shut up, bitch.
Okay, Smeagol, make it quick, please. We're running low on time.
Ron Paul is a salad. Ron Paul is Noodle Snoodle, who puts the word point on that and says he loves him. This is such a good person.
Meanwhile, you'll make a great supporter because you sound nice and stupid, and I need more stupid people because
I'm feeling like a thing. I'm sorry, Vince. I'll stop. I'm sorry.
Seven 826-7667 is the number. We got 10 minutes.
The number to call to my show. Awesome. Yeah.
Thanks, Ron Paul. Thank you.
That's fun.
Nick in the chat room asks, "Where's Javab?"
Well, 2016 now.
I'm trying to interact with my chat room. They want JVAB. Where's JVAB?
I thought he was there.
Can you get JVAB to support the great Rob Paul?
Oh
God.
Okay, Nick is going to get a timeout for scrolling JVAB. We have J. No, no offense to JVAB, but he's here. We don't have to like try to summon him. Let's see. What's his nickname?
He's been on cue this whole time. This whole time. Hello.
Rodball 2016. Oh shit! I got my internet trolls. I got my internet cooks to support me. These great masters like Alex.
Oh my god.
Pool's closed.
All right. Okay. All right. Now I don't even remember what I was going to say. Oh no, I know. Okay, there's like 10 other callers that have been on the line the whole like almost the whole show. Holding. I hope you guys don't think that I'm ignoring you. You don't have your hands up. If you want to get in on the conversation, you have to press the number 1, and that puts you in the queue. If you don't do that, then you can just listen to the show. That's fine. A lot of people like to listen to it in real time because a little bit of a delay, or if we go to overtime or whatever. But some people. Don't realize to press that you have to press the number 1 to get into the actual queue to be on the air live. So yeah.
Yeah, and then you're gonna want to press 2 to just get right into the call.
That's not true.
How is that not true, Vince? That's what I do. I just press 2 and I'm right in the call. I mean, you didn't know that.
Why are you guys find all this shit that I don't even know about? I've been doing this for 3 years, 4 years. Okay, we got a ton of callers now. People responded. This is good. Okay, caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Who's this? This is Vince.
Yeah, hi, this is Vince. Who are you?
You know who this is, Vince. Come on, why are you playing with me? You know this is JVAB, and I'm calling it to represent motherfucking wrestling kind of world. Finally made it.
Chew.
That's JVAB. We got him. He's on the line now.
We win.
Hi, JVAB.
How you doing?
You're just missing Ronald Langford and Meeps at this point, I think, right?
Let me tell you what happened to the world. The world is wrong because Ron Paul need a hug, and none of y'all motherfuckers want to get the goddamn man a hug.
Oh.
Why won't you get a man a hug?
Ron Paul?
Yeah.
All right, I'll put you on with Ron Paul. Go ahead, Ron Paul.
Yeah. Hey, Ronnie, listen to me, baby boy. Ronnie, I'm going to say this once, and I'm going to say this once and only. Say, Ronnie, are you listening?
Yes, I'm listening, but don't make me do a dance
because
it
hurts my brain.
Yeah, boy,
listen to me. But that's because it hurts my brain, but I'm listening.
I love you, Ronnie.
Note, I'd like to note that since...
Oh, you love me.
I lost like a third of my audience in the last 15 minutes with that Ron Paul guy.
Ron Paul,
failing.
Conquest on the deface and defamation on these Anon characters, because the real Anon is governed by the CIA, actually. And to hack someone's Twitter account is virtually freaking impossible. And to pull that skill off, I have to give my congratulations to you, because I learned a lot of skills and a lot of great skills from this great, great dude by the name of Gary McKinnon. 2001, 2002, 75 computers, film me. I wonder if I remember that character. I learned a lot from him, too. And to get into someone's Twitter account and to have these characters know that you are Central. We are attacking Central. Central is under attack, actual Central. And if you have no reply to this, I don't understand what is these characters about. Like, the real Anonymous belongs to this guy that governs them that lives in motherfucking Australia. Mind my language and all. I don't need to curse because sometimes I get so excited. This guy lives in Australia. He follows something that's called the force beyond the force, meaning that there's certain beyond physical attributes that control this character, and he has great influence over the world. No one believes this. You have to be a part of my society to believe this. Like, these Anonymous characters, like, you have to understand who they really are. Their symbol on all of their messages are the Caesar's wreath. To have the Caesar's wreath around your head, that means you're in charge, you're governing. You're actually on the third degree of the freaking priest pedestal. Like, come on, man. A judge sits on a third degree bench. A priest sits on a third degree altar. Man, this shit, it's incredible. Like, I have to give my congratulations to Russell Lee on the attack on Anonymous and they foolish ways and they confuse agendas. Like, what is the CIA trying to make you guys do? Like, I have no clue. And I do not care if you guys backping my number, call my phone. I don't care. When you guys come to find out who JVAB really is, what you going to do to me? The members of my society is going to get me the frick out. So I'm just here to let you know, you Anonymous characters need to bow down and worship the greatness that is Russell Lee, basically.
Yeah. Preach it.
Charge, nigga, charge.
Think about that. We got money, we got bags of dope, we got Twitter accounts, we got reach shells, we got 40 ounce smoking weed, got Nazi fags, you know, all that shit.
J-Bab would just like to say, whoever that girl is right now, J-Bab is under, like, 14 splits, so it's kind of like, you know, vertigo for J-Bab, but that girl is confusing me with that voice. Is that my friend?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Me? You know
yeah.
Me.
Yes.
Ask her Max Hags.
Oh, I know. Stand up. Hands applaud. Jim, congratulations. Yeah, I did it.
Okay.
J-Bab,
I know you just said, but okay.
The greatness of Russell League is amazing. Like, they have no other greater promoters for Russell League than J-Bab. Think about
it. Hey, Vince, are you still there?
Unfortunately, yes.
I just want to say thanks real quick.
Can I get some more dicks with this? Guys, seriously, can I get some more dicks with this?
All right. Thanks for calling. Appreciate the call. You're welcome anytime. And it was a lot of fun. We got to wind things down. The show is almost over.
All right, man. Take it easy.
Peace out. Okay. Thank you, J-Fab.
That is my third exactly. I love that
voice. Thanks, Spyco. Thanks, Assert MacFags, Anon Sicko, Neil Rauhauser, Elliot Smith, everybody else that called in.
Motherfucking yeah, nigga.
It's my co-host tonight, Shmoop. Thank you so much, Shmoop, for stepping up to the plate and helping me
no
out
problem.
With the show. Do you have any parting thoughts quickly before we sign off here?
NaziFag.com.
NaziFag.com, also lowermyjews.org, you know, we save you money, we lower your Jews, and mostly NaziFag.com, though, because that's where the Russell League website is, and that's where, you know, real niggas go. I mean.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. I'm glad. Thank you for being... gentle with me, Russell League. I really appreciate it. And as we sign off here, this one is for you guys. I hope you enjoy it, everybody at home. Thanks for coming out. You might want to plug your ears or hang up at this time. Peace out, everybody. I'm Vince in the Bay. Catch me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay.
What? Yeah, I'm a
club. 20-yard niggas gon' catch a slug. I'm so drunk, I can earn for a month. Any nigga pop shit, go to the trunk. These drugs start shit, nigga come get us. 7 mile running, wild niggas with us. Since all my niggas is talking that shit. And got no problem with smacking no bitch. I have my
cut your throat.
Damn, that's all we smoke. Wild the fuck out. You want a knife, this C-12, nigga, we ready to fucking fight.
Pull your 40 out, guns away, 40 out, guns away, 40 out, guns away, 40 out.
Take down your pants.
Are you on the level?
You're gonna take down your pants, or do I have to do it for you?
Thank you very much.